You've got like a huge crowd of your fans here at the station.
Are you kidding?
No. It's like a mob scene here.
No.
You're a big star.
I'm a big star this morning at 10 a.m.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm great.
You must be quite happy with the new CD.
Yes, I am. I'm quite proud of it.
Tell me a little bit about the differences of the constraints that you have with the group. Although I know that you have a lot of creative input into Rush, but what's it like to do your own thing?
Well, it was a little bit strange at first. You know, working with different people after so many years of working with the same partners. But I think it turned out to be an experience that was much more casual and much more based on the quality of the material and the what was important for the song, as opposed to sometimes in the context of a band, you're worried about what's important for the band as opposed to the song itself. So
yeah.
I kind of like that shift in emphasis myself.
When you guys finished your Test for Echo tour in 97, did you all of a sudden find yourself time with, you know, a lot of time in your hands and some challenges you wanted to pursue?
Well, pretty much. We knew that after the various events that had transpired in 97, in the personal life of Neil, we knew that there was going to be a long period of time when there would be inactivity from the band. It was a natural time that needed to be allotted for him. So, you know, for me, I can't go that long without being creative one way or another. So for me, it was important to, you know, use that time for myself to develop a new way of working, perhaps. At the same time, I had always wanted to work with a very good friend of mine, Ben Mink, who lives in Vancouver, and we don't see each other much, and he's a real talented guy as well. So we kind of utilized that that time to see if we could develop some music.
How is Neil doing nowadays?
He's doing very well these days. He's on a much more positive footing and excited about the prospect of going back to work.
Are you guys going to get together sometime early in the year for another?
Yeah, we're gonna start writing some songs in about a month and a half, something like that.
Mm. Now the new CD we should mention is called My Favorite Headache. We just played a couple cuts from it, My Favorite Headache, and also a song called The Angel's Shear, which I really like a lot.
Thanks.
What's it like now writing lyrics? That's kind of a different for you.
Yeah, it's been funny. At first I didn't have much confidence about it, although I used to write lyrics years ago in the band. I got very lazy about it. And so at first it was a little daunting, and then after I got the first couple out of my system kind of, and was able to listen back to them a couple months later and go, well, these are standing up okay. I think I quickly found it to be a very important thing for me to focus on, and I really enjoyed the process of it, and after a while it became very comfortable for me.
Talking with Geddy Lee on PMP Network, would you like to talk to a couple of your fans?
Sure.
Sure, let's put some on there. Just push on line one and just say hi and give your name, and there you go.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Gene Matthews.
Hi, Gene. How are you?
Good. I'd just like to say thank you for being a musician. You very inspired me to play a lot of bass. I'm a bass player myself, and I've been following you guys since Moving Pictures. One of my questions was, why did you pick Matt Cameron to play drums? How did that come about?
Well, at the time, I had been in conversation with a gentleman named Adam Kasper, who people may know from his work with Soundgarden and also producing the Foo Fighters. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about doing some work with him on this project, and I had not yet gotten to the point where I had decided on what drummer to use, so we started talking about drummers, and the first name that came to his mind was Matt Cameron. And, of course, I love Matt's drumming. I've been a fan of Soundgarden for a long time. And so both myself and Ben Mink, who was my collaborator on this project, both agreed immediately that he had the great, you know, he had the right tone, the sound of his kit.
Yeah.
His attitude was what we thought very appropriate for the style of music we were working on.
I also want to ask about touring.
Uh-huh.
Do you plan on, has the tour started, or do you plan on touring for a short time, or?
I've got no immediate plans to tour.
Okay.
I'm, because of my schedule in terms of getting back to work with Rush, I'm hopeful that perhaps in the late spring I can take about a month and go out and do some small club dates. I know that Matt's quite anxious to go out on the road, and so is Ben, and if I could put a little band together at that time, I would do so.
Okay.
Anybody else like to say hello? We got a bunch of people here.
Okay, go ahead. Can I ask a few more questions? About the website, I've tried several times to get on it, and when it comes up, it says I have to download Flash 5.
Right.
And then go back to the website, and some of the computers I've been using couldn't take as much information with the animation. I was just wondering if you were in charge of that, or did you have an influence on the website itself? Did you help build it? And if there was an easier way to get on?
Well, it's the first complaint I've heard about it. Most people, even myself, when I first tried to go online, I have an old laptop, and of course, I didn't have Flash 5, so since I downloaded it, it didn't seem to be a problem.
Huh.
But
I'm living out in Vermont, so it's kind of tough with the web scene out in the mountains.
Oh, I see.
So.
Well, it shouldn't be a problem once you get Flash 5 loaded. I really haven't had a single complaint about that.
Okay.
It's fancy, right? It's a nice site.
Yeah.
Jean just drove from Vermont.
Yeah, this listener, by the way, drove all the way from Vermont to talk to you.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for taking the drive. I hope it's not snowing there like it is here.
Well, it soon will be this evening.
Yeah.
Too bad.
And one more thing. Are you going to stay with Fender Basses?
For the moment, I am, sure. I love playing the Fender Jazz. I have played the Fender Jazz since mid-70s when I found it in a pawn shop. It's a great old bass, and
yeah.
I used it quite a lot on the Moving Pictures album and pretty well every album since then.
Mm-hmm. I saw you using it a lot. I saw three of your shows for Test for Echo.
Oh, yeah.
One in Vegas, in Seattle, and Boston. So I noticed you were playing on those a lot.
Yeah. But I was recently in the Experience Music Pavilion in a project in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the building that Paul Allen put together for Jimi Hendrix. And,
yeah.
You know, have you seen that building?
Yeah, I lived in Seattle for 7 years.
Oh, cool.
So
he's got a great exhibit of guitars there. And one of the basses he has there is an old 4000 Rickenbacker, which are really hard to find. So it kind of got me thinking about that bass. I'm going to try to track one down.
Going back to the Ricks?
Well, I just don't have a 4000, and I'd like to hear the difference between that and the 4001. So
right.
It got me a little curious about that.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah, one last question for this gentleman, and we'll get someone else on the line for you.
I think that's about it for me. And I just want to thank you again, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I hope we get to hook up sometime.
Sure, well, thanks. It was nice talking to you, too. Thanks for your interest.
Thank you.
I'll take another call right now and let them say hello to Geddy Lee.
Geddy.
Hey.
My name is Jamie. How you doing? I'm the PMP Network webmaster.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Nice to meet you.
Me too. I'd just like to thank you for all these years of great music. I've been following you guys quite a long time now. And being a guitar player, Rush has really inspired me. And really, I'd just like to thank you.
Well, that's great. Thanks for the kind words.
No problem.
All right. Everybody else is shy. They don't want to talk.
We've got a bunch of women here that want. No, none of the women want to say hi to you.
What do I do?
Just pass my hand and say hi.
Getty.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How'd you learn to scream the way you do?
How'd I learn to sing?
Yes, to scream the way you do. Did your mother kick you too much?
Yeah, right. Well, I was in a choir when I was younger, but, you know, when you join a rock band, I think the first thing that you do is pay back your parents for all the grief that you
yeah, right.
when you were younger, right?
That's what Steve Carell said. Yeah,
unbelievable, unbelievable voice. And just incredible.
Thank you very much.
And you're very cute.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm blushing. You
can't. I just can't see it.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Getty, I want to thank you so much for coming on PMP Network, and we really enjoyed talking to you, and I look forward to seeing some big success from My Favorite Headache, and also look forward to the newest Rush CD that will come out later this year.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Take care.
Nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.